You're listening to the Jesus Culture Sacramento Message of the Week. We hope you enjoy this teaching. For more information on our church, visit jcsacramento.com.
How are you? Hungry? Hungry for God? Yeah. We're fasting. I don't know how I didn't get the memo. I didn't get it. I was like, well, hey, what is Banning says, hey, you want to preach? I'm like, sure. Hey, we're going to fast. Why? It's the holidays. Who fasts in the holidays, you know? Yeah, we're doing this deal. Oh, gosh. Okay, well, I'm fasting every night. And I have been for years. I mean, I put a video up of cooking ribs right in the middle of the fast. I'm sorry. If you saw that, I'm so sorry. So sorry. I wasn't. But I do know this, that, you know, when we're in a fast, it's really about turning our attention to who is leading me. Who is calling the shots? And I've done two 40-day fasts, 40-day juice fasts. I don't know if you've ever done one of those or not. Lose 25 pounds easy. I used to ride my bike to church, to work. You know, it was just down the street in Weaverville. But I had a full beard, you know, so just... And I had a little black bear sitting on my face, you know, just like, phew. And one of my elders says, you know, it's a good thing you got that beard, or the principal at the junior high would try to take you back to school. You look like a little child. It's true, just, you know, just withering away. I did a 21-day water fast. Now, that's a whole nother experience. I don't know if you've ever done that. But that turns you into somebody else, you know. By the time you get to the, you know, midway through that, I call it the little old man. The little old man shows up, and he just get out of a chair, look around really slow, and then I just kind of shuffle my feet to another chair. Sherry says, "You are never doing that again." My acts of service, love language wife. It's true. Fasting is a form of warfare in many ways, because your soul goes to war over who's the boss. Who's the boss of your life? When you go through your day and you're sacrificing, you're making decisions to line up your soul with heaven. Your soul's going, when did this start? When did somebody else become the boss around here? Today for sure. Line up. And so there is a war going on, and as believers, we carry this awareness that the inside of me is in a war as much as the outside against me is in a war. And so what I want to talk to you about this morning is this reality of gratitude being such a powerful weapon. As you are tuned in right now, as you are sensitive to the battle between your heart and your mind, you got this rage going on. We don't even need a devil. We don't even need a devil. There's enough going on right here. But there is a devil. There really is an enemy. And so sorting this out from the inside is what we're doing here. So I want you to pay attention to how you're inviting heaven, you're inviting the presence of God into your life, or you're inviting the presence of another kingdom. Now I want us to go to the book of Revelation, where essentially, you know, this is like the biblical Lord of the Rings, right? You know, you're like, you read through the Revelation, you're like, oh yeah, I know what that means. And there's a dragon and a lady and a baby and a, you know, horns. And then when people say, oh yeah, well, here's what it means. You're like, yeah, you don't know either, do you? But here's what we do know. We do know that the Apostle John has a vision. He has a revelation. I mean, literally, he's taken up. And by the time we get to chapter 12, you know, it's the orcs and everybody are there. You know, Gandalf is running around. Everybody is there. He says, and I hear a loud voice. And I want you to catch, and the accuser who accuses the saints, accused the saints day and night before the throne, he's been cast down. Somebody say has been. Has been, past tense. The accuser of the brethren has been cast down. And the saints simply need to understand this, that they have overcome the accuser. Somebody say overcome. Overcome by the blood of the Lamb, what Jesus has done, by the word of their testimony, the word of your testimony, the power of the words that come out of your mouth is part of the warfare of overcoming. And that you are courageous. That you are courageous over the war that's out there trying to shape you. From the inside, the decisions I make from the inside out, I'm literally going to war against anything that would try to shape me from the outside. I've always loved the Christmas story. The angel of the Lord comes to a little girl, teenage girl, and says, Mary, hey, I don't know if you noticed, but you're pregnant. Well, how could that be? I'm a virgin. I can't be pregnant. Oh, check again. I've come from heaven to destroy your life. Do you realize what is happening here? We have I'm giving her benefit of the doubt. She's 17. She could drive. And the angel of the Lord comes and says, yeah, you are an unwed girl, young girl, in a patriarchal, uber religious culture. You're dead. You're so dead. And she says, I am your servant. Be it unto me according to your word. What? This is alignment. Mary was aligned before the angel got there. How do we know? Because of her response to follow me. Follow me, and I will show you things you know not of. But you gotta follow. You gotta have your heart and your mind ready to go. Because here's the reality. God, we invite God to shape who we are, to shape us, or we are gonna shape God. And right now, you're paying attention. You're paying attention to who the leader is. You're commanding your soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And your soul says, but I had a different idea. I thought what we would do. You will be obeying our master. You will be aligning with our Father. You will obey. Shut up. And line up. This is how this works. This is how this works. This is the life of a believer, is that our warfare, our weapons of warfare are not AK-47s. You know, the weapons of our warfare are not grenade launchers. The weapons of our warfare start inside. They start inside. The weaponry that we are using day after day after day, moment after moment after moment, are what are shaping the world that we create, that we live in. See, what we do every day, the way that we behave, is it creates our habits. And as we create habits, eventually what happens is they collectively become our character. It becomes our character, becomes what we do without even trying. I don't even think about it. I have eliminated the decision time. Bam, I just do it. Something happens, this is what I do. Why? It's my character. Right now, you are cultivating your character with the habits that we use day in and day out. Please pay attention to the power of your gratitude, the power of being thankful, the power of remembering right here, right now, what he has done, who he is to you. As you touch that, as you touch this place of thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you've done. I can't even believe it. I can't even believe what you have done. How did you do this? My soul would have shipwrecked us way back there. But somehow you have continued to carry me. Thank you. Thank you that you didn't let go. Thank you that you're with me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my family. Thank you for the legacy that you've created. I mean, I've been walking with the Lord for 35 years, and I cannot believe what he has done. So I'll be out grilling. I'll be out making these delicious, juicy ribs. And I just stop. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you for what I am surrounded with. I have no idea how you did this. Don't stop. But thank you. Thank you for where I'm standing right now. I can't believe where we're going. I can't believe how we got here. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much. And what happens right there is I am now dipped in happiness. I am so happy. I'm so happy realizing where I am. I'm so happy that you are with me. The moment that you pay attention to his presence and you gather up credit and you give it to him, you are so happy. That's just how this works. And in your happiness, you're so happy. You're so delighted. You're so thrilled with what he's done and what he's doing. You're just like, what can I do? What do you want me to do next? And now goodness is now flowing from my life. The experience is happiness, but the behavior is good. Doing good. I mean, I may do the dishes. Who knows? You know, I don't know what I'm going to do next. I'm just out of control. Maybe I'll go take the trash out or something. What good thing can I do next? I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Happy people do good. And happiness comes from a thankful, grateful heart. There's a story early on in Genesis where Cain and Abel are trying to figure things out, you know, and they're both going to bring an offering to the Lord. They're both going to say, here you go, Lord. Here's what I brought to you. And Abel, he brings a sacrifice of life, of blood. You know, he sacrifices an animal. And he brings it to God and says, God, here's life. And Cain decides to grab some of his production, his produce, and he offers a sacrifice of work. And the Lord looks, and somehow, I don't know how the rules got sorted out there. I mean, I don't know if Cain just found that out, or he was like, I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to shape you. I'm going to offer to you what I want you to have. And the Lord is not pleased with Cain's offering. And he rejects it. And Cain is like, oh, how doubt you, my carrots are good. He's prize winning potatoes. I can't believe you turned up my son. This is ridiculous how hard it is to get your accept. I'm sick and yeah. And the Lord says, why are you unhappy? Why are you ungrateful? Why are you complaining? Why do you think you could do a better job at this than I can? Who is God right now? Don't you know that if you figure out that I'm the Lord, you will be happy? Don't you know that if you find a way to be thankful and grateful right here, right now, your offering will be accepted? But if you don't, please understand. Please understand what's about to happen. See, sin, the enemy of love, is crouched at your door, and it is waiting to master you. It is waiting to be your master. Keep complaining. Keep grumbling. Refuse to cultivate the character of gratefulness, and you will be mastered by sin. It's your job. It's your job to chase that thing away. Simply recognize what's happening. And so Cain kills Abel. Boom. There you go. Why? Because he didn't master the enemy of love. Instead, he cultivated his grumbling heart against what God wanted. So rather than be shaped by God, I will shape God. I will present to you what I think you should be happy with. I will not be formed by you. I'll actually point out what you're not doing. I can't believe that. No, no. Who is it? When's that? If I were God, here's how things would work. They'd work a lot better and faster. And I'd have more money. And I don't have this and I don't have that. You want a miserable marriage? Complain about it. You want a terrible financial situation to continue? Be ungrateful for what you have. You want to war against the presence of God coming in your situation? Invite hell. See, there's a destroyer. There's a real enemy. And he's looking for a place to land. He's crouched at your door, waiting. Please let me in. Please complain. Please be ungrateful. Please forget what God is doing in your life right here. And what I promise to do is to come in and stomp on your life because you opened the door. See, this warfare is real, and these weapons are powerful. They are mighty. The war is real, and if you use the weapons, you win. If you don't, and you open that door, you end up in a condition that is confusing. It's confusing because you have invited evil. An ungrateful heart cultivates misery and evil in our lives. Misery, first by introducing that, you know what? This pain, this nagging pain, this thing that has your attention, nobody cares. Nobody cares, and there's nothing you can do about it, and it's going to continue. You are powerless. You are powerless. And you had better do something to help yourself. You had better take over. As a matter of fact, you will do a better job controlling this than God has. You are the Lord of your life. You're on your own. And evil basically says you can do whatever you want because you're on your own. See, an ungrateful heart creates a place for us to invite the destroyer into our life, into our world, and have his way. And we don't understand why this is happening. It's happening because the words that came out of my mouth were not the testimony. The testimony of my God is that he is powerful, that he is loving, that he is right here. And I got nothing but thank yous to bring me back to the place of remembering you have this all worked out and you're way better at this than I am. You're way better at being God than I am. So I'm not gonna forget that. I'm not gonna let my soul boss my spirit around. And if you're not careful, soul will go on another fast. How's that? You sit down and you shut up. Because he is the Lord and I am not. You are God and I am not. Our adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone that he can pounce on. And the way he pounces, what he pounces on, is he's looking for people who separate themselves. He's looking for places who want to host the devourer. He's looking for places that are ungrateful, that are not thankful for where I am right now. What's going on right now? Oh, I'm so thankful for you being here. That's all I really need. That's all I really need. Is to remember, you are right here, right now. In this, you are right here, right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so happy you're here. I'm so happy you've been here. Because as I pay attention, I can see where you've been with me the whole time. And I can see where you're going. I don't know what to do. I was kind of hoping for the next step. Could you give me the next step? I just need one. I'd like to know what to be doing now. It's all I need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are powerful. You are good. You are holy. You are with me. Grateful heart. When we cultivate a grateful heart, It usually comes by having to be drawn back to it and remembering, these are the weapons of my warfare. The people who actually cultivate that, walk in that, accomplish that, these are the people that create the days that we live in. The days that we live in are some of the best times ever been recorded in human history. They are. You are living in the best times ever recorded in human history. And it came from people who were grateful. They were grateful that they worked through to their character. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you have a future and a hope and you haven't given up. And those people prayed for what we're living in right now. Some of them are sitting in this room. You just ought to say, turn them, look at them, go, thank you. Thanks for the ease that I live in. Because grateful people create ease, supply, wisdom, bounty, momentum. Grateful people work to bring us to a place of harvest and bounty. What begins to happen, though, is that we experience the bounty and we forget where it came from. We don't give credit to where it came from. And we become ungrateful. This is the parent. The parent is committed to providing as much ease to their child as they can. Here, you don't understand the struggle that I had. I don't want you to have that. Here, be removed from the struggle. As an act of love that I want you to have here. Here's great ease. Here's great provision. Here's great opportunity. You're welcome. And if that child doesn't connect it to gratitude, they become ungrateful and entitled miserable humans. Every parent in every generation has gone through this. There's nothing special about ours. It is the job of every person to grab onto the gratitude, to cultivate the, thank you. Thank you. Because if I miss it, if I drop it, and all I can cultivate is misery and invite the destroyer, it isn't too long before what I was given becomes the demise of the future. And so we are cultivating the character of gratefulness here in this room, in this society. And all the grumbling, all the complaining, all the criticizing, it gets extinguished through the weaponry of gratitude. Thank you, Lord, for what I do have. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thankful, so thankful. So thankful for the power that you've put into gratitude. So thankful for the weaponry. The miracles that we see Jesus do is phenomenal. The first time we see him feed the multitude, he says, okay, we have 4,000 people. All right, what do we got? We got 7 loaves of bread here. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for who you are. Thank you that you're always the same. Here you go. Go feed them. Okay?
It worked. It totally worked. Can you believe it? I can't believe it worked. That was amazing. Have you ever seen that? It's like a miracle. It's a miracle. Are you guys still talking about the bread? Totally. We're totally still talking about the bread. That was amazing. The power of thanks. Over and over and over, we see Jesus say, "Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father." Boom. Here I am. Right now. Right here. I want you to just think about 10 things right now. Put them on your hands. 10 things. I'm so thankful. I am so thankful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you are looking at me like I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to you. 10 things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for showing up here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my transformed life. Thank you for what you're doing in my marriage. Thank you for transforming me in this marriage. Thank you for teaching me to love. Thank you for my children, especially that one. Thank you for making me a more amazing parent because of that one. Thank you for my bank account. What you're doing in me through that bank account. You are good. You are good. You are so good. You are so good. Thank you, God.
Thanks for listening to the message of the week. Hungry for more? Search Jesus Culture on your podcast platforms to check out more from our Jesus Culture podcast network.